Here are the briefs released to the media by the Squamish RCMP on local crime for the week of May 2 to 8. Assault with a weapon. A woman reported an assault after a man motioned towards her with a knife on May 6 just before 10 p.m., police said. According to the police, this incident occurred after the alleged assailant had a verbal exchange with another group of people and subsequently unleashed his dog after one of them. The police say they continue to follow up with the investigation but do not believe the public is at risk at this time. Regardless, the police recommend reporting if anyone should feel unsafe. Stolen vehicle. Police say a white Ford Transit van was stolen on Progress Way on May 6 at about 12:30 p.m. Additionally, the van contained tools, ladders and several electrical breakers. Police report that the van apparently had a small amount of gas, so the thieves may have had to abandon the van or refuel. Police are continuing to follow up on the matter. DUI. The police say they received a report about a car being stuck in a ditch on Highway 99 near Swift Creek on May 5 around 2 a.m. The report said the driver was stumbling on the road and slurring his words at the time. After the police arrived, they saw further signs of impairment and the driver subsequently failed a sobriety test. As a result, the police issued a 90-day driving prohibition to the driver and impounded the car for 30 days. Single car collision. At approximately 1:15 p.m. on May 2, the police received reports of an erratic driver on the Sea to Sky Highway near Lions Bay. When the police arrived at the scene, the driver had crashed into a tree and Lions Bay Fire Rescue, BC Ambulance, Miller Capilano and other drivers helped get the driver out of the vehicle. Police reported that the medical practitioners on the scene deemed the driver had a medical issue, which was then treated. Anyone with any information regarding the above files is asked to contact the Squamish RCMP at 604-892-6100, Crimestoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, or www.solvecrime.ca. Total number of files for the week, 146. False alarm calls, 3. False, abandoned 911 calls, 1. Collision investigations, 6. Mental Health Act calls, 6. Theft from vehicle calls, 1.